From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Around a quarter of a century ago, there was a movement to update the operating conditions of the amateur radio service. From the International Amateur Radio Union, the IARU, the International Telecommunications Union, via the World Radio Conferences, the processes were put in place for regional jurisdictions to upgrade the privileges that we enjoyed. One of the most obvious variations was the removal of the requirement for there to be testing in the historic Morse code. In this regard, I benefited as the holder of a limited operator license. Z calls had been permitted to creep into the HF bands to use 10 metres FM. I waited one night until after the time signal for midnight and joined the melee, which was the celebration of all the other shortwave allocations being open to no Morse operators. 40 metres rocked that night. One notable feature was the sky did not fall in on us with the removal of the code. In the groundswell of change, the United Kingdom introduced the Foundation Licence to their credentialed services, and a couple of years later we saw the Foundation Licence join the Australian list also. Now, these events happened in the last 25 years, and despite decisions at more recent World Radio Conferences, we haven't achieved access to 5 MHz band, and some of our microwave frequencies are in the throes of being swallowed by the rapacious mobile phone and data commercial services. There have been tweaks to the Foundation license band allocations, and just recently, the adoption of a call sign for life model. So we're just a couple of weeks away from the close of submissions to the consultation paper from the ACMA. Hopefully, we have been able to spend some time considering the various options. Not all of the discussion has been on paper or the internet pages. There have been some interesting video conferences and presentations posted which have clarified many of the issues which need addressing in any change of license category. Last week I watched one of these conference-type presentations, hosted by Hayden, VK7HH. This has been posted on YouTube, and if you haven't already seen it, please take the time to view. The link is included in the text edition of the news. One point that I took from the Q&A segment was the advice that the ACMA treats each submission as just one vote in the discussion. That means that whatever your club, with a few hundred members, or a few, put in, they get the same weighting in the decision-making. Now this is where the matters come back to you and me. Please, whether you have supported a club proposal or agree with the WIA submission, or you have further ideas which you feel are important, whether you support the move to a class license or you wish matters to remain the same, please take the time to email the ACMA or write and put your opinion into the mix. For many, we will simply send a message which supports the WIA position, and that will do. I urge every amateur to please submit their opinion on this very important matter. As the recruiting posters used to say, amateur radio needs you. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.